This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
4.7 to go, and they got a foul. They don't throw it ahead to Carla Leitch. She will lay it up after the buzzer, but the Valkyries win 76-74.
And the first win in Golden State Valkyries history.
Kevin Danis, Sophia Jones on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. You heard the man. 76-74 the final. Shout out the Valkyries. Let's go, baby. Where's my DJ Horn and Darude Sandstorm? You got to give me that, Carter. Come on, thank you. That's what I need in my life right there. So shout out to Valkyries. Big, big win. Their first win ever in the history of their franchise. And you heard it all right here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning to all you lovely people. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for maybe an extended weekend. And it is Memorial Day weekend, but it is a Thursday, so maybe some of you are going to take a Friday off. I wonder who that could be. We're going to be joined by David Sampson.
Whoa. If you're going to do a drive-by, at least walk up and shoot me in the face.
Jesus, come on.
I mean, come on.
Why are we getting so graphic today?
Oh, my God.
I'm taking them all off, okay? It's a veteran move.
Okay, all right, fair enough. It's okay.
A little four-day. Well, can I have a four-day?
It's called a stretch four. Shout out Dan Dibley. That's what it's called.
Dan can claim that he developed the stretch four. I call it the Irish holiday.
All right, well, all right. Okay, fair enough. Shout out to those watching on Twitch or on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're halfway home here on a thirsty Thursday. We were talking soul-crushing losses as the Knicks have one of the worst choke jobs I've ever seen in my life, and that's saying something because the Knicks are synonymous with choke jobs. This might be the end-all, be-all, having that 8-point lead, let alone 9-point lead in the final minute, 8-point lead in the final 40 seconds, and they couldn't beat the Pacers as they force overtime and get the win there to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to be joined by David Sampson here.
Who is a Knicks fan?
Is he really?
Yeah, diehard Knicks fan.
Wait, David Sampson, former Marlins president,
yeah.
The Nothing Personal podcast with David Sampson, Mental Arc Media. Let's just bring him on right now. David, you're a Knicks fan? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling fine, actually, because I don't agree that it was a choke job. What I was at the game, and I have been going to Knicks games since 1974 to 1999. I barely missed a game. And I can tell you that this was totally different than the Reggie Miller game with the 9-9. And here's why. Because Nesmith, he took it from us. We didn't turn the ball over on the inbounds. We were scoring and we were in position to win, but the Pacers didn't miss a shot.
Well, but David,
Halliburton,
you didn't run down the shot clock. You didn't run down the shot clock. I don't know why they were waiting. They were trying to score. You milk that whole thing down to 10 seconds. You have a 5-point lead. What are they doing?
It's a new NBA. Think about what the Celtics did when they lost to the Knicks. They just kept missing open threes because the Knicks kept giving it to them and they just missed them. It's not like the Knicks were doing that. What actually happened is the Pacers did what the Pacers do. Think about what they've done just this playoffs. When they beat the Bucks, the Cavaliers, and now the Knicks in the game where they were down by 7 points or more in the last 40 or 50 seconds. It's just amazing what this sort of group of players can do that I just gave them credit. And I was watching, I must tell you the truth, like the Reggie Miller game that I was at, I watched the end of the Reggie Miller game and the end of last night's game in the concourse on the internal feed because I was ready to get out of the building into a cab to celebrate a victory.
Oh, my God.
I admit it. And then I went back to my seats for the overtime, of course, and then left again, and we lost. And I'm upset that we lost, obviously, but it's game one. There's a lot of series left to play, and I am not despondent beyond repair. It's not that I feel like we're full of being the biggest chokers in the world. What I know is we haven't won a title in 52 years, and it may be another year.
Oh, no. Since 1998, real quick, Joe and David, I'll bring you in on this too. Since 1998, NBA playoff teams had been 0 for 1,414 when down 9+ in the final minute of the fourth quarter of overtime.
David, and it's David, now, you're so full of it. I love you, dude. I listen to you all the time. Like when the Giants, it's my San Francisco Giants, lost in 2002, game six, I knew there's no way in hell we're winning game seven. You lose a game like you did yesterday. I don't care how the rest, you're not winning this series. You know it's not going to happen. Like you just know in your soul. You know it.
Well, excuse me, but I'd like to just push back. Do you remember the Reggie Miller game with the choke, the original choke?
Yes. Reggie was talking about
that
yesterday.
That series?
The Knicks won that. You guys went 3-3 versus each other.
I'm just asking whether the Knicks won that series.
They did.
Okay. So do you agree that there is a possibility the Knicks can win this series?
Of course. And there's a possibility that you and I could go on a date with Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know about that one.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, that'd be 0 for 2,000 at that point. David Sanson, former Marlins president. Nothing personal with David Sanson joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, is it time for you to discover the islands. River Islands and Lathrop. So the Knicks was standing. We've been talking a lot about contracts here in the Bay, David. And obviously, being a former president and executive with a professional franchise, it's not the same, obviously, but, I mean, numbers are numbers at this point, right? Whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's basketball, and whether it's the NFL. And the NFL, obviously, the guarantees is what matters here because in basketball, baseball, it's all guaranteed. NFL, it's a lot more tricky. You have to look at the spot track. You got to go deep dive in the numbers. And, obviously, Brock Purdy's been the talk of the town. Mr. Irrelevant, his story, it's incredible. Going from, you know, the last pick in the draft to nearly a Super Bowl champion, it's Kurt Warner-esque, right? So the contract details come out, and before I even get to that, we've been talking about, as a station, when you get a big contract, whether it changes a player and how a fan base views said player. Can you just speak to whether it's a Brock Purdy, whether it's a Juan Soto going on in New York.
Giancarlo Stanton to a $300 million deal?
Yeah, Stanton.
Yes,
whoever,
I did.
Yeah, whoever it is, right? Just speak to what changes, whether it's the fan base, a player, all of that, when they finally put the name on the dotted line of said contract?
The number of people who say that money doesn't change me is inversely correlated to the number of people who are actually changed by money. And so there is no way that you can be the same person when you sign a contract like that, when you win a lottery, when you, whatever happens where you have change of financial circumstance, it changes people's expectation of you, the way they look at you, the way they root for you or don't root for you, the way they scrutinize you, the way that you cannot get away with things. For example, it's funny, he's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore. You can say that he started that way, but that's like saying that Scarlett Johansson started off, you know, doing Tide commercials, which may or may not be true, but it doesn't matter. What matters is, where is she now, and where is Brock Purdy now? Brock Purdy is now being paid to be a top quarterback in the NFL and to bring the results to a team that would be associated with being a top paid player. And that's something he's got to deal with, and that's an adjustment because it's a change of role, meaning you have to change how you act. You're being scrutinized more. You are being criticized more because people want to. That's our country. That's our society. We want to take down people on top, and then we want them to rehabilitate, and we want to root for the underdog because it's fun, because we dream that we can be that. And we all say, Mr. Irrelevant, wow, that could have been my child. That could have been me when I was in college. Well, now that you're making hundreds of millions, all of a sudden, wow, I can't even relate to that. So it's a whole new ballgame for Mr. Purdy.
Yeah, and it seems like right now you've got a bunch of high-priced guys in baseball, Devers, who we referenced, and Juan Soto. For a zillion different reasons, these guys are falling out of favor within the organization. But when I looked at the guaranteed money on Friday, what was originally announced, I was like, wow, it's a lot of money. Like, he deserves a big pay raise, right? And everybody in society now online, you got to get the bag. You got to get the bag. And I'm a little more risk averse because I want my team to be great. And I don't want to be stuck with a bad contract. And so I'm very picky and choosy about who gets paid and how they get paid. Now that the details have come out, it's really like a 2-year deal with $115 million in guarantees, and I'm much more comfortable with it. I think the 49ers have protected themselves in the long term, and they've made it more like, hey, you've got 2 years, and if you play well, we'll re-up you again in 2 years. I love this deal from the team's perspective. When you look at deals like this, like the Brock Purdy one, I don't know how into the weeds you are. Do you like it for the team and for the fans?
Well, let's face it. Well, first of all, for the fans, let me start with that. I've always believed that what the fans want is they want to be able to complain about something because they want to be able to assign blame because that's what you hear in the media. Everyone, when there's a loss, someone's got to be blamed for that. And having run a team for 18 years, I can promise you this. Sometimes you just lose. Sometimes you just aren't as good as another team. And it's not the manager's fault or the GM's fault or the team president's fault or the star player's fault. It's just that the team is not as good. So that's point one. Point two, with these contracts, what we've learned in the NFL is your best plan is to win before your quarterback is on extension. Having a quarterback perform on a rookie deal or even on the fifth-year extension of a rookie deal enables you to have the type of talent where you need more than just, Trout and Ohtani to win in baseball. Two of the great players in baseball on a team, they never sniff the playoffs. Now when you're allocating money the way you are to Purdy, now you're making decisions. My view was, if I'm going to make allocation decisions, I want to do it in as short term as possible in case I'm wrong. I want to protect my downside so I can adjust if what turns out to be true is what I don't want to be true, which is we can't win with the team we put together with the salaries that are being paid to the players on our team. And so maximum flexibility is where it's at in any sport, and football provides it way more than the NBA and MLB because it's not all guaranteed. That's the biggest difference, and that's the hook, and that's what teams rely on.
You know, David, I've been listening to your show, Nothing Personal, and it's just it's educated me a lot on just the finances of sports from the team and the front office perspective. And my cousin is a CPA, and he's always said to me, he's like, hey, look, these team valuations that Forbes puts out there, that doesn't mean that they have that kind of money. There's revenue, there's debt, there's all these different things that come in. So we see these things like the Niners are worth almost $9 billion, okay? That doesn't mean they have $9 billion of cash just sitting there. But when they sold 6% of the team this week, you did a video on this. As a fan, what does it mean when the Niners say they sell a portion of their team, and how does that help the team and the product on the field?
So let's talk about sources and uses of cash, and also let's talk about value as you've described it. Imagine your house, and you bought your house for $200,000, and now it's valued at $1 million. Do you say you're a millionaire? You may have a house that's worth $1 million, but when your toilet breaks, where's the cash coming in order to fix the toilet? You can't go to the plumber and say, hey, man, my house is worth $1 million. I'm rich. The plumber will say, all right, you've got 30 days to pay my bill. And then you say, well, wait a minute, I don't have that cash. I just have a house that's worth $1 million. And the plumber says, good luck to you. See you later. That's the difference. When you say that your team is worth $9 billion, of course you don't have $9 billion available to do something to improve your stadium, your team, or to buy a yacht or a Picasso. The second thing that you mentioned, in a public company, when you raise money, there is something called a disclosure that gives you the sources and uses of cash. And what that means is that if you have $100 million that you raise, what are you doing with that $100 million? Are you opening up new stores?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You expanding your product line. What are you doing with that money? What you don't get with a private company like a team is while you sell 6% and you get a check for just whatever the number is, call it $400 million, there is nowhere that it says what that $400 million is going to be used for, to pay down debt, to do some ancillary development, to do some capital repairs, to buy players, to get a bigger weight room. We have no idea what the money's being used for. But what I will tell you is the way and the reason that owners sell a percentage of a team is they are reallocating their portfolio. They are diversifying their net worth. It's like if you owned all of your net worth in one stock, you would say to yourself, well, that doesn't make sense. I'd rather sell that stock and buy a bunch of stocks so I can spread my risk. So many owners are taking money off the table because these valuations are so high. And that doesn't do anything for fans. It does something for the owner.
Real quick, and we're talking to David Sanson, former Marlins president, in the Nothing Personal podcast with David Sanson, Metalark Media. David, Joe gets so worried about Jed York and his distraction level with the Premier League team.
Leeds United.
When
and
it comes
the
to
money.
And the, well, that's what I was going to get at. The finances there. Can you speak to that when it comes to owners? Because we see it a lot, whether it's Kroenke, right? And I think it's either Arsenal or Liverpool. It's one of the teams over in the Premier League. Jed York with Leeds. You see a lot of this
now. I don't care about the soccer team.
I know you don't.
I care about my football team, my Niners. And so when I see that they like are spending all this money on the soccer team, I'm like, okay, well, they better not take away money on the Niners.
Well, you understand you're in the salary cap league, and you understand the band between the team with the highest payroll and the lowest payroll in football is not as great as exists in MLB, as an example. So there's a collar around payrolls, really, in football. And I would just tell you that you guys do a great show every day. Do you agree that you have the capacity to do stuff at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after your show's done?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of coaching, and I get in trouble with my wife every day because of it.
So all I'm saying is that you've got the ability to do more than one thing and have more than one plate that's spinning. There is no businessman that is doing one business. All of like Fenway Sports Group, this is my favorite. People think that, oh, my God, John Henry's ignoring the Red Sox because he's so focused on the Pittsburgh Penguins and on his EPL team. And I explain that during the course of a day, John Henry's doing 100 different things, both when the Red Sox win the World Series and when they finish in last place. He's allocating his time the exact same way. So I promise you that Jed York is not the reason that you should be obsessed.
If you were the Red Sox, because you brought them up, John Henry, in the Rafael Devers situation where they brought in Bregman and Trevor Story, and there's other guys that can play third base right now for them, and they have a need at first base because Casas got hurt. And then you see what's going on with Juan Soto. These guys have been given hundreds of millions of dollars. And I understand not wanting to just be a DH because there's a whole psychological thing. I'm a big baseball player, so I get all that. Like, you want to be able to play in the field. But you're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars. How, as an owner, do you get these guys to buy in on that, to switch positions?
So it's about communication, and I had this exact thing happen to me back in 2012. We had Hanley Ramirez at shortstop, and we went to sign Jose Reyes as a free agent, and I spoke to Hanley directly, and I told Hanley, we'd like you to play third base. This is a way to make the team better, and Hanley said, great. And then the first day of spring training, I saw him sulking and angry that he was not playing short. And I realized we were totally screwed. And so the reality is that you can communicate all you want with the player, but players are different. Some players are totally team players and totally fine with what's best for the team. Some players are selfish and not good in the clubhouse and a total pain in the neck. And that's just how life goes. And I would have thought that the Red Sox would have known better, but then I did my research and I remembered. The reason why Devers got that deal was the amount of public pressure on John Henry to sign Devers. It was deafening because they had let Mookie Betts go. And so they needed to show the fan base, oh, no, we're going to keep our guy. We'll sign Devers and make everyone happy. But what owners sometimes forget is when you make fans happy today, it doesn't make them happy tomorrow. What makes them happy tomorrow is winning, period. All the other stuff is just noise. And to win, you've got to have a team of players who actually care about winning.
Talking with former Marlins president David Sanson, current host of the Nothing Personal podcast with David Sanson on Meadowlark Media. Great stuff, David. We really appreciate it. One more for you on the way out. You're talking about contracts and regrets. Like, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch feel some type of way about Brandon Ayuk and how that situation went down last year, obviously, coming off a second-team All-Pro, wide receiver. It gets paid handsomely, but it was very tumultuous. It bled into training camp. It was very awkward. And then he gets hurt, and then it's, you know, he might even be ready for this upcoming season. So Has there ever been a deal that you just, and you don't have to say the player, you don't have to say anyone like that, and you mentioned there, but immediately once it was signed, you knew, like, this isn't going to be a good deal. Has you ever had a situation like that?
I can't believe we gave Jared Saltalamacchia multiple years. Here's a funny thing about overpaying players. When a player agrees to a deal without ever talking to you or visiting your stadium or really caring because you say yes to the first thing they ask for and you realize that what they're asking for is totally unreasonable, but you feel desperate enough that you say yes, you know you're going to have a problem. And I'm not so pro-owner and anti-player. That's incorrect scouting of me. What I am anti is the level of employee empowerment. And I'm an employee, so I understand both sides. I've been an employer and an employee. When you empower employees too much to believe that they've got the power to get anything they want, anytime they want, what you're doing is the way when you raise a child and never say no, you get a spoiled child who may not achieve what you want them to achieve, either personally or as a family. That's what we're doing to players. And when they demand things and we just give in willy-nilly, it's a bad precedent. It's bad for the way they're raised and how they perform. It's just all bad. And the Niners, you're not alone, my friend. Every team has a player like that on the team where it's just yes, yes, yes.
Great stuff.
That was great.
Huge fan, David.
We appreciate it, man. Good luck to the future and good luck to your Knicks after one of the choke jobs of the century. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
There he goes. That's David Sampson, former Marlins president. Nothing personal with David Sampson. Find it wherever you find your podcast. That was good stuff.
He's one of the smartest people talking about the finances of sports that's out there. I think we do a very poor job in the sports media landscape discussing the front office, discussing finances, discussing the realities. I mean, he said it.
Let's keep it a buck. It's also not a sexy topic to talk about. And like when we talk about numbers specifically on the radio, it goes in people's ear and out the other. It's tough. Like I'm not very good with math in general.
No, I was
a broadcasting communications major for a reason. But so that's why that's baked into it. But him being able to describe it and, you know, compare it to value of a home for a lot of people, it could be a lot easier. So, yes.
He brought up, like, you know, Hanley Ramirez going from shortstop to third.
I loved Hanley as a player.
We all did. We all did. And he's like, oh, yeah, I buy in. And then immediately sulks. Like, that's just, this is why I like hearing from him, because he has stories on different things. He's talked for a long time about how he told his owner, do not go after this guy. Do not go after that. What ended up happening? David Boris.
Not Scott Boris?
Scott Boris, excuse me. Went straight to the owner and negotiated with him. And they're like, yeah, we're signing this guy. And they're like, no, we none of the scouts want him. None of the GMs want him. No. But the owner wanted him and was convinced by an agent. And so those are things that, like, when I think about the Warriors
When Draymond said Joe Lacob was in studio with you and Bonte saying, yeah, Draymond drove directly to my house during contract negotiations to get it done. Oh, okay.
But this guy's giving you those stories of what it's like to be the GM and to be running the team when the owner is operating the way an owner operates.
Well, it was funny because I said you don't have to name any players or like during the negotiations that you're crediting me. Yeah, Jared Saltalamacchia. We shouldn't have given him multiple years. All right, fair enough. I see the deal right here. December 3rd, 2013, a 3-year, $21 million contract with Miami, which in hindsight, I was like, really? You're that upset about it? He was released 2 years later. So there you go. Hey, one of the all-time names that doesn't fit on a jersey is Saltalamacchia, by the way. It turned into like a horseshoe.
Yeah, it did.
When it was right there.
And then his point about how like they took the 6% of the Niners and infused it wherever into the team. They did a bunch of upgrades to Levi's, and obviously they have a lot of escrow, meaning guaranteed money they have to put into escrow accounts right now.
And they're not the first team to do that. Obviously, Mark Davis sold with the Raiders, sold a lot. Tom Brady and his firm and a couple other people. So do you get that influx of cash immediately?
The Warriors tried to do this a couple of years ago.
There you go. So it's not just like you think of that and say, oh, no, do they have like financial problems? Are they poor? It's like, no, they just need the influx of cash right now for certain things.
Yeah.
And they are banking and all this other stuff. And again, the valuation of the Niners is like one of the tops. It's them and the Cowboys.
Basically
top
$9 billion.
Exactly. Them. And then you go to the Warriors. They're up there with even the big boys of the NFL.
I'm convinced if the Niners were on sale, like open market, it'd get over $10 billion.
Oh, probably.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Now, the only thing, the bugaboo about them, as we're using the word bugaboo a lot today, it's the stadium. It's not the sexiest spot, and the deal for them is not the greatest when it comes to them in Santa Clara.
Sure,
it's not.
But if you're spending $10 billion.
They're going to do some modifications on Levi's.
They are. They did some. I think they upgraded some of the screens because they're getting the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying you can make it a dome per se. Is there a way you can make it like a slight dome where you cover? You know what I'm talking about? Where they have like in
like
soccer
a half
stadiums?
Dome?
Yeah, like a half dome. Shout out Yosemite. Yeah, thank you.
There's some like you know, because there's like a plane that goes up overhead. There's some sort of rules. Oh, God. I don't know.
Anyways, it is what it is at this point. By the way, speaking of former president of the Marlins, David Sansom, we have current president and CEO of the San Francisco Giants joining us at 9:20. Larry Bear, talk some Gigantes with him. Can't wait for that. But on the other side, let's dive into this Brock Purdy contract, shall we?
Because
we
have an apology to issue.
And you know what? And I'm going to either accept it or not accept it on Brock's behalf. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
See, no.
There's only one phone number that people remember. 281-330-8004.
Hit my Jones of on the low. Give me that song. I need that one.
Maybe we'll do that heading into Larry Bear.
It's still his number.
Really? That's not true.
I tried to call it actually like 3 weeks ago, to be honest, because the song came on. It's not his number.
Hey, for real though, that album was sick. Mike Jones had a moment in time.
Speaking of a moment in time, is Brock Purdy currently having a moment in time? The guy just signed $1 billion. He is generational wealth right now. He's crushing it. He is went from Mr. Irrelevant. That's still going to be his nickname. I know we had David Sampson on, former Marlins president, last time. He's like, he's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore. You can't view him in that lens. I was like, well, you say it because it's almost like he's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore, but he always will be associated with that pick. So it's almost ironic because he's anything but irrelevant at this point. He's so damn relevant. That's what we're talking about him ad nauseum. He's the quarterback of the San Francisco bleeping 49ers here. But it's just ironic at this point. And he's always going to be called Mr. Irrelevant. And he signed a $265 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, including a $40 million signing bonus and $182 million guaranteed. That's all that matters. So the guaranteed is all that matters in the NFL. And again, numbers are numbers, and it goes in one ear and out the other for a lot of people. But we're going to break it down in its most simple form here because all the details are now out on the contract. And what looked like a five-year deal, what sounds like a five-year deal, really might only be a two-year deal for Brock Purdy. And if things don't go well these next couple seasons, Joe, the 49ers could absolutely pull the plug on this.
Or if it goes really well, they can extend him.
Absolutely. Fair point.
Right.
Both fair points. But I usually think when you're married to a quarterback and you really love a quarterback, you don't want them to go anywhere. And you're trying to lock them up for at least 4-5 years. Like, I know the Bengals are married to Joe Burrow. They love that guy.
Okay.
Injuries withstanding. I know the Bills are in love with Josh Allen, and they gave him that contract, and they want to stick with him for these next however 4 or 5 years. They want that guy. They don't want him opting out after year two or after year three or even having a chance.
Yeah, but everybody renegotiates in the NFL.
That's true.
It feels like Kittle signed his deal before this one, whatever, 2020, okay? I think that they redid the money and how the guarantees work at least two times.
But by how the deal is structured now for Brock Purdy, they could cut him after year two before the cap hit for him hits the Niners for $57 million. So right now, the cap hit says 2025, $9 million. Then in 2026, it'll go to $24 million. 2027, $30 million. And then, as I said, in 2028, $57 million. So in between that, you have an opportunity where you cut him and there's only $11 million in dead cap.
For every Barry Bonds where, like, you're referencing, for example, Patrick Mahomes, you know, I would put him on a Bonds level. For every Barry Bonds contract where you almost can't overpay that individual, Steph Curry, you can't overpay him. Like, there's no amount of money that you could be giving that guy in a salary. How many Barry Zitos are there?
Oh,
how many Aaron Rowans are there where you're stuck with all of these extra years you wanted no part of? Look, Klay Thompson is one of the greatest Warriors of all time.
Yeah.
The last couple of years of the contract that he earned were tough.
Yeah.
They were really tough. They were tough for the team to build around him. He had earned the money. It was tough for him to try to earn and justify
live up to it
to a lot of people's eyes. I think it was a giant headache right? And that was just a couple of years. So as I look at the Brock Purdy deal Friday night versus how I look at it this morning, I owe Parag Marate, the 49ers, and Brock Purdy an apology. Wow. And the reason why I'm issuing an apology is this. I initially thought the deal looked a little more locked in terms of years and guarantees and money than I initially thought. In the NFL, very few players are what I call generational, and you can't overpay them. Going back to the Steph Curry thing, very few. I thought a couple years ago, Bosa was one of those guys. And honestly, a couple years into the deal, it's not a great deal. I don't think he's really lived up to it. And I would have gave him that deal. I would have. And I applauded them for such. And it don't look that great.
Not right now.
In the NFL, one hit, one play could be your last, and it can never look the same. It just can't. And when I look at how I would structure my team, and it's easier said than done, I would try to be as year-to-year or every 2 years with as many players as possible because of the wild fluctuation in health status and salary cap movement and draft picks hitting or missing. Your team, 1 year to the next, could look dramatically different.
Yeah.
The Niners, 2014, in January, lost to the Seahawks. I thought that was a Super Bowl winning team. A year later, I go, this is a complete rebuild. The Washington Commanders looked like a complete rebuild. 5 years away. I don't care how good Jaden Daniels looks. It doesn't matter.
New owner, yeah.
A year later, I'm like, there's no other place I'd rather play if I was a young weapon than on that team.
Right. And then the year before that, it was the Houston Texans, who were just abysmal, exactly. Right? And then C.J. Stroud and one quarterback changes everything.
For the Niners to structure this deal to where it pays Purdy market value that is worth, that he has earned, and a little back pay in my pay, in my vision, where, like, yeah, you did have one of the worst contracts in sports for you, the player, and one of the best contracts in sports for us, the team. Here is $115 million over 2 years. You've earned it. Now go out and earn another contract. I love it. I think he's worth, you know, the money that he's got. I think it's not too long of a commitment. It gives just enough carrot out in front of his eyeballs to try to work harder. It does not prohibit them from building the team around him. The more and more I've looked into the details of this deal, I'm sorry. Parag, you nailed it. Brock Purdy, your team, you nailed it. You got what you were worth. You're not making it to where we can't afford weapons around you. I think this is a win-win for everyone involved, and I apologize. I was wrong. I was wrong to feel the way that I felt, which was, this is a lot of years. This is a lot of money. No, no, no. This is one of the rare win-wins that I've seen in a long time when it comes to contracts.
He had $100 million guaranteed at signing. $100 million guaranteed. God, that must be awesome. You ever, like, just think about that for a second. The guy went from the last pick in the NFL draft, was a third string behind a guy that's been to a Super Bowl and Jimmy Garoppolo, and another guy that you invested five first-round picks, it felt like, for Trey Lance. Those guys go down. It's your time now. Hey, go beat the Dolphins, your dad's favorite team because his favorite player was Dan Marino. Go beat them, and then, yeah, let's see what happens. You beat Tom Brady, the GOAT, his first ever start. Beat Tom Brady, the GOAT, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You go all the way to the NFC Championship game. You get hurt, devastating injury. You come back, have an MVP season, go to the Super Bowl. Well, it was a fourth quarter away or a play here or there away. If Nick Bosa gets, you know, Patrick Mahomes on the ground, you win the freaking Super Bowl. And then you have, you know, a bad year last year. I wouldn't say he had a bad year. I'd say the team in totality had a bad year.
Good, not great.
I don't think Brock was an MVP caliber, but I wouldn't say he's bad. I thought he was solid to good for what was taking place last year.
That's about fair.
And then you get rewarded for it with a $265 million contract. It could be worth up to that, obviously. That's an incredible story, man. It might be one of the greatest stories in Bay Area sports, when it's all said and done.
I went to every one of those, like, you know, first week of practice situations. People forget, they gave Nate Sudfeld a bunch of money to be the third string.
Yeah.
Nate Sudfeld.
I couldn't pick that guy out. I don't even know what he looks like.
He was a tall, goofy-looking dude.
Still couldn't tell
and
you.
Jimmy
that doesn't
Garoppolo,
narrow it down at all.
Jimmy Garoppolo was throwing on the baby field.
Yeah.
throwing on the baby field to a bunch of trainers that look like me. All right. I was ready to run out there and catch a pass from him. And he wore number 14, and I'll never forget the first couple times I saw him. We even had this discussion. I did not think he was going to be anything special. I was like, oh, this is a try-hard guy. I like this guy. This is a try-hard little practice guy. Wearing number 14, tiny. I mean, he was tiny.
Yeah.
They would run, like, I don't know, 10 plays for Trey, and then you'd get, like, 5 plays for Sudfeld, and then 1 play for Purdy. You know, because that's how they break down the snaps. It's a math equation regarding how they break down snaps. And it's just... it's one of the most incredible stories of all.
People were laughing at Purdy. I remember that.
Yes.
The fans were laughing at him when he takes snaps. It was sad.
So small.
Remember that Mexico City game against the Cardinals where Jimmy won, and then it was a blowout, and they brought Brock Purdy in, and he immediately like botches the handoff. It was either him or the running back, and it just the ball. It was a whole mess, and everyone was laughing. I was like, "This guy, what?" And lo and behold. You know, a few games later, he has to take over the season, and they don't look back. They go all the way to the freaking NFC Championship game. It's incredible. But do you think, because there is such a quick out in this contract, that the Niners are completely sold on him? Like, I hear you. It's like, it's great. Oh, they could, if he's doing really well, they could re-up him and extend him. Or they can cut him.
You don't give out $100 million on someone you're not sold on.
$100 million for a couple years.
It's just $100 million.
Nate Sudfeld getting like $6 or $7 million. All right. And then $100 million. Even if you are worth, let's just say the valuation.
I'm telling you, that's
even
great
if
for
you're
a
worth
years.
$9 billion, you don't become rich with just throwing hundreds of millions of dollars.
I just ask you if you think they're sold on Brock Purdy as their quarterback of the future.
No, I think it's of now, which is right now. That every NFL team is thinking this year and next year. That's how they think.
See, if this contract happened this time last year, and I know it couldn't, coming off a Super Bowl, I think people were like, wait, what the hell? They can get out of this contract that early? Wait, why are they doing that?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you protect yourself?
Because I don't think they're sold on him. Like, I don't need to protect myself when I have Jalen Hurts, when I have Josh Allen, when I have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, all these guys. I don't need to the contract in and of itself, it's fine. You know what? $50 million cap hit? It's fine. I got those guys. It's fine. I'll work around it. Like, they're protecting themselves to the point where I think there is some, like, are we sure?
Yeah, see, let me push back on this.
Are we sure?
The Deshaun Watson deal, Cleveland is screwed financially for many years. The Russell Wilson deal, Denver was screwed for 2 straight years. Screwed.
Yeah.
Okay? I think it's smart for yourself and for the player and everyone. Like, the way they structured this to me is genius. In terms of trust and all that, like, you don't give someone $100 million you don't like. And you don't think is your guy. Now, that doesn't mean you're my guy 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now. Kyle Shanahan has 2 years left on his deal. Okay?
Yeah.
Do they not trust Kyle Shanahan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And no, it's just like, hey, do really well again this year and we'll look at your contract in a year.
I mean, coach contracts for me get ripped up left and right. Those mean absolutely nothing to me.
Well, the same thing with NFL contracts.
This one's a little different for me. I don't know. I feel some type of way.
I think this
when
is
we got to the nitty gritty of it, and you were so damn worried, Joe, for months. Oh, they can't pay this guy $60 million. Oh, they can't be financially tied down to him. So now you're all happy because they're not financially
tied
down to him.
5 years
because
on
he didn't
player.
Trust Brock Purdy. I think that's what it comes down to. And you feel better about this contract because if he stinks, you can get out of it. That's why you feel so good about the contract, is it not?
No.
That's why you feel good about it. Just say it.
No.
It's okay.
No.
If he's not good, they can get out of it now. Fans feel better about that, which tells me you're not completely sold on him as the 49ers starting quarterback going forward. I don't think that's okay.
I think every Niner fan would be like, Nick Bosa is going to the Hall of Fame the day he signed that contract.
Okay, maybe.
But like
his season wasn't that bad. People are acting like he was the worst season ever. He still finished with what, 8.5, 9 sacks? Like he's still one of the top five players in the league at his position.
I think what we've learned as Niner fans is that like all of these contracts age poorly, no matter how great the player is and what you think they're going to do. Very few of them are like, wow, you're getting great bang for the buck on that one when you sign premium money. Like, Fred Warner signed premium money at that position. It pales in comparison, guaranteed money-wise, to a fraction of the Purdy contract. The Purdy contract is unlike anything they've ever done. There's $100 million of guarantees for a quarterback. So I think it's smart and in that position for the player and for the team to be able to have talent around you and still be able to get paid what you're worth.
Let's hear from Brock Purdy, shall we, who spoke to the media yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. I would love to hear 49ers fans and their thoughts on Brock Purdy and whether they think he could live up to the contract. And also, who has a better chance to live up to their contract? We're getting into at one point because Jimmy Butler also signed an extension here. And there was a lot of hard feelings around Jimmy Butler yesterday on this station. And I want to do a little compare and contrast as well. By the way, Larry Bear, Giants CEO, joining us in about 30 minutes on the River Islands guest line to talk some Gigantes who lost the series to the Kansas City Royals. By the way, I had one of those moments real quick before we played Brock Purdy. I had one of those moments yesterday, Joe, of clarity, and I'm sure you've had a lot of these where it's just like, why did I say that? I sounded like an idiot. And I realized that yesterday at like I was eating lunch.
That's me every day.
No, but I was realizing, and I don't think any of you guys checked me on it. I said the Giants were going for a sweep yesterday and they had already lost the game the night prior. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Giants are going for a sweep. We're talking to Dave Fleming. I was like, no, they're not, you idiot. They're going for the series win. None of you guys checked me on it. Damn it.
Well, I was in the middle of an interview. What am I supposed to do?
I know. You could just, I know. I just felt dumb.
Hold on, Dave. Don't answer. I have to check Joe really quick.
Well, now Dave thinks I'm an idiot. The guy's from Stanford. He's just like, God, I just want to really.
I might have thought that anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's fine. Fair enough.
Stanford guys.
Brock Purdy, you know, he was so damn happy with the communication from the 49ers from the get-go.
It was just an open communication from the get-go. I think. I always had faith that, all right, you know, they started with a very respectable first offer, and from there the communication between them and my agent was great, and they talked a lot, and there was no drama involved. And so for me, I think all those moments added up to be like, to for me, I just had faith that it was going to get done, and that these guys had my back, and that they want to get something done relatively quick and smooth.
So there you go. No drama is what I love from that. Again, I said the 49ers have an A offseason, especially with this contract. If you feel like Brock wasn't going to be the guy, or you have question marks about that, you should love this deal, 49ers fans. 888-957-9570.
He got $100 million guaranteed, and they asked him
at signing. For sure. Oh, I have that. You want to hear it? The first big purchase?
Put that out there.
Hey, right here. This is Brock Purdy. He was asked, what's that first big purchase going to be after signing a fat deal like this?
We're still thinking about some stuff. I don't know. I've always been a big fishing advocate, so I was telling my wife, and she's annoyed with me, but I'll say it, but I'd like to get a bass boat one day, so yeah, that'll be my first big purchase.
A bass boat.
So if I took, like, your house off,
debt,
or buying your mother something or whatever, like, take all the sappy things people say out loud. Like, let's have fun with this. Joe, I give you $100 million. What's the thing that you're buying? I already know what I'm buying.
I am buying a new car. And you know where I would go? Ceremony Ford. That's where I'd probably go right there. Maybe a Ford Maverick. Who knows? I'm kidding, but also not kidding, because it's a great place to go.
I mean, what car would you really buy, though?
I mean, well, I would actually, kind of like those new Broncos are nice.
They are sweet.
They're pretty sweet.
See, I already know. You're going with me.
But I'm also a father, so like, I'd honestly want to take my kids on a trip to like Disneyland. Like, I'd go to Disney World or something
like that. That's really cool.
I'd take Benny and Nora. It'd be really fun.
Now let's pretend that like you're not a wholesome good dude, which you are.
I'd go on a European extravaganza. I would definitely do the Bonte Hill effect. I would be going eating. I'd be eating the pizza. I'd be going to the Swiss Alps. I'd be eating the fondue. I'll go to Australia, mate. Go down under. Go out to the Outback. Why not? Hang out there. I'd go to Japan. Go to Tokyo. I'll go everywhere. Maybe go to Mexico. Go to Cabo. Go to Cancun. Right.
First two things I would do. I would buy myself a drop top 1960s Ford Mustang.
Okay.
So I can go cruising up and down the coast.
Ceremony Ford?
No, I'm old school. I'm going to go Auto Trader. I want to get the coolest one on Auto Trader. All right. Second thing I do, me, my brother, my cousin, somebody else, I don't know who, probably my cousin Jimmy, we're going to St. Andrews.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'm going to St. Andrews. We're going golfing.
You can take me there, too?
The whole crew. We're going to St. Andrews. Forget like me and LJ and Michelle and my mother-in-law, my mom, and all the like sappy things that
I do for me. Let's do it this. Your selfish purchase if you got the Brock Purdy contract.
Yes.
What are you doing for yourself?
Yes.
The family's going to get taken care of.
I would
of.
Also go to Ping. I would call up Ping and I say, hey, look, I'm flying out there. I'm going there. I want the full from driver through putter. I want the full thing customized. I'm coming down, ping the golf company.
Sure.
And I want the whole thing. I want it personalized. I want to be fitted top to bottom.
Not mad at that. We're going to go to like one of the bougie golf courses around here. We're going to Cyprus.
No, that's why I'm going to the home of golf. I'm going to St. Andrews.
That's fine. No, I'm saying other people. Pebble, but anyway.
I've done Pebble.
You've done Pebble.
It's awesome.
You haven't done Cyprus, though. That's the exclusive one out there in Pebble Beach.
I'm still trying to get my way onto San Francisco Golf Club.
Is that the one here around here?
Yeah, Steiny got to play the other day. I'm like so jealous.
Really? What, have you played everywhere else but there?
I have not played there.
No, but is that the only one you haven't checked off?
It's on my bucket, yeah.
It's the only one you haven't checked off in the Bay, I'm saying.
Me and my brother tried to sneak on there many moons ago, and they almost shot us.
What?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of shooting and like drug references today. Are you all right? You okay? You in trouble?
I've got an hour and 7 minutes. Actually, last hour and 2 minutes until it's vacation time. So
you're mentally checked out?
I've been mentally checked out since we won the championship last night and I had a beer.
Thanks. That helps me out a lot there.
My first drink in like 2 years.
What's that selfish purchase you're going to do if you get the Brock Purdy deal? 888-957-9570. I said I'm going to travel around the world and eat everything and have a great time. You're going to St. Andrews with the boys. Mm-hmm. Hey, Carter, what are you doing? What are you doing back there? Huh?
Well, he's already been on his own European extravaganzas.
Oh,
this guy bought Jamaica or whatever.
He bought
Jamaica? He could stay on the beach.
It was for sale like Greenland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little far, but.
A lot of islands.
I'm going to buy a Jacob & Co. watch. That would be my number one.
See? Look at you. I'm not a big jewelry guy.
Yeah, no, I'm buying a $500,000 watch right off the bat.
Is that the watch, by the way? Like,
that's
not a
the watch
or anything?
If
he got it at Jared.
They're like the most expensive watches in the world.
Okay.
Okay. Now. And then second, I'm buying a $50 million house in Turks and Caicos on the beach, private beach.
I love how specific
this
is.
I don't know about the islands, man. Those are going to, like global warming and stuff. Is that even going to be, like, can you live there in, like, 50 years?
It's a glass half full perspective.
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's a good point. Everything's perfect in my life if I do this thing.
I would put a pool in the backyard up the Russian River. That's for sure.
Okay.
That would be, like, mandatory. It would probably take 5 years with permits. But
before we get Sam's purchase, let's go to Kurt in Oakland. He has a purchase that he would make. We're talking your most selfish purchase. What would it be? You could take care of the family later, do all the wholesome stuff later. I said Disney World with the kids, obviously. But beside that, I'm going by myself and traveling the world. It's going to be awesome. Joe's going to St. Andrews. Carter's buying a watch in a house in the Bahamas or Turks and Caicos, wherever it was. What's Kurt in Oakland doing with that Brock Purdy money? What's up, Kurt?
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, Rare Comic Books. Action Comics number one.
I love it.
First Superman, first Batman, Amazing Fantasy, all the number ones of the original comics, and quite frankly, I could get the whole set, really. I have some of them, but not the rare ones, and, you know, I could complete my sets, which is always a fun thing to have complete, and then, of course, I would have to get a house and make sure it had a big basement the length of the house and be able to have them down in the basement all nicely neat and packed up and ready to go, and all that fun stuff. But yeah, comic books. That's
Kurt.
A no-brainer to me.
Love
that's
it.
Awesome. I think a lot of people, like, especially that listen to us, you get the house and then you deck out like the ultimate sports basement, right? You get all the systems, you get all the consoles, you get all the TVs everywhere, you got the open bar, you just deck out the ultimate man cave. Or hell, if you have that much money, you can just buy another whole house and just have that entire thing be your own Airbnb man cave. How sick would that be? I know. It just must be nice.
So
right?
Jealous.
It must be nice. Just it's so much money. And again, we were talking about David Samson, how it changes someone. Yes, it changes more, I think, the fan perspective of a player. These guys know they're going to get money. Brock has known he's going to be a millionaire. He's already a millionaire prior to this contract because he has all those deals and endorsements with, you know, Alaska Airways, whatever that corn company
was a part of.
I'm sure Carhartt's doing stuff for him.
Me and you talking, okay? What I've learned in my life is that no matter how well off someone is, somebody always changes over some kind of money, whether it's losing money, gaining money, whatever. Money will make family members at each other's throats.
Oh, it's gross.
Okay? Yeah. I've seen it happen with someone passing away and with, like, you know, estate planning and things like that. So this thing that money doesn't change anyone in any way, I just don't buy it.
No, it
changes everyone all the time.
It does. To an extent, though, I think when it comes to our sports figures, we may tend to care a little bit too much in that regard. Now, Barry Zito's a prime example of a guy not living up to his contract throughout the totality of it. I know he kind of salvaged it towards the end. And I get it. Fans were pissed. They had all that money. You thought you were getting the pitcher and the Cy Young that was the Oakland Barry Zito, and you didn't get that. And I do think about the mentals when it comes to the players as well. When we have a guy like Barry Zito back joining us in the old building when it was you and Covey and the Butcher Shop and Michael Urban, rest in peace, former host here at 95.7 The Game, who was tight with Barry Zito and covered him in his Oakland A's days, he brought him to the station.
Yeah.
And like for a freaking full hour, we were just, you know, shooting the breeze and just talking about like mental health and that whole, all of that leading up to him obviously being a World Series champion and getting that knock in the World Series. And
admitting
him,
that he was rooting against the team when he was deactivated.
How crazy was that? But like, I appreciated the candid nature of
his
him
reflection.
And his reflecting on all that.
But that's one end of it. Like we look at like the Devers and the Juan Soto's, like they don't care. What about the other end where it's like Fred Warner admits, I tried too hard.
Yeah.
Once I got the contract, and I was trying to prove on every single play that I was worth it.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I'm careful to say, like, this so-and-so doesn't care. He made all this money, and now he doesn't care. I was like, well, I don't know what's going on. Obviously, on the court, it's one thing. Like, Andrew Wiggins, prime example. Andrew Wiggins was clearly going through some stuff, and we were critiquing the on the court. It just didn't look good.
Yeah.
And we were saying, man, maybe you just got to try to trade this guy. Something's clearly not right. All the best for him in his personal life, whatever. But on the court, it's just not a good product, and it's not good enough. We weren't talking about him as a person. We were talking about the play on the court. And there was a blurred line there for a lot of fans on what was okay to take shots at. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, And it got nasty. It got toxic, especially here at the station when we were just questioning, do we have a right to know what the hell's going on with the guy? Like, we just want to know as fans, like, is he okay? Like, what's going on? We even asked the question and we got crucified for it here at the station. I was like, we just asked the question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.